בגלל קרן טאפ, נסך במציא את הבדל, בגלל בזק מתזמת, בגלל גמרה, לא למשתם חייב. At this point, the Gemara is understanding that, yeah, if someone admitted to two out of the five, he would be chayev. Now, Tais Bala says, wait a second, Ma'avagab, there's time chayev. Now, if that's the case, that by two you're going to be chayev, so how does, and Tais is addressing the question, they say, yeah, Chashalei Bekiba Meshra Veda, he's still going to consider when you say three as a returning lost object, well, how could that be? But I mean, if you said two, you would be chayev. Why would you be part of it when you say three? Yeah, because the Gemara, when you say two, which a person would want to get off the hook, and therefore when you're saying more, you must be doing because you're turning out of your own goodwill, because Nir Yesen Neman, ultimately, when he says two, he does look more trustworthy, even though he'd be chayev, but if he's Shashta Messiah, because the document's assisting him, because it's saying a general plural, which would sound like two. By saying three, you must be doing more than what you have to, and therefore, actually, then you can be Pater, because you're Mesha Veda. Like says, Master begins the Gemara, Lo'ilam, Shtayim Pater. At this point, the Gemara says, no. When you say you owe two, you can be Pater. And, Behelech Chayiv. And when you say Helech, you can be Chayiv. But he was saying, because the document is supporting you, therefore, you're going to be Pater. But generally, you can say Helech, you can be Chayiv. Then he says, what are you going to say? Kim Helech Chayiv. I don't understand. He tells me generally, Helech, when the thing you're admitting to that you're saying is over here, you be chayev. So, ki amenam ishtayim. So, when you say you owe two, in a kofa kol, you're not denying the whole thing. And because he's saying, when you say Helech, it's considered a moedim mektus. So, b'chiyam ashalish, so when you say three, yehinem a b'megri, so probably would a migri. Why? Because if you want to, you could say two. Because we had previously said that a person would not have a azah to be koyf akol, and when you're saying two, you're koyf akol, it's not true. Two is not a koyf akol. Two is a hoidah. It's just that it's being supported by the document. So then, in my time, the Rishon Lozim, what's the reason of Rishon Lozim that holds that you can be chayiv in a shvu, you should be pater with a migu. The Shem Tetz, what he can say is this really, that he holds the Mash Ashtar Messiah, this is the document's assisting him, in a toyin beratzen. He's not claiming willingly, because it appears that's because of the document that he has to admit, if the document is saying he owes at least a minimum of plural, which is two. And Vimloya Ashtar, if there was no document, he would deny the whole thing. So essentially, this is not a migui of three to two, because that's not something that he would be willingly admitting. So in a sense, it's still like a kofer hakoil that you can't say a migui from three to two. Next says, begins the Gemara, Einish b'na kvir shebit kakois. Don't swear on the denial of a lien on properties. So it says, you're going to say, wait a second. L'man dam aperget pashat, according to the one that says, b'avaz daf kofai in hamed beis. Shibudu day raisa. But in general, any lien is biblical, that the lien takes effect on one's property. Question then becomes, when someone admits, the biblical case of someone admits a part of a claim, Lama Nishba, why does he swear by Moed Mixes? But every debt has a lien on Karka. Okay, for Shiva Karkas. He's denying a lien of property by the half that he's denying. And that you're not Chayv Shavuot for. Says what you can say is, you have to say either that case of the biblical case would have to be told where he pardons it on the lien, so there is no lien. Or he ain't like clock or course. Or he doesn't have any property. Even those which are encumbered, which were sold off. And therefore that's why it wouldn't be a case of Shibika Kois. And there be Chayev Ashvua. Now, Avar Biechanam, but this is bothered with a question. Biechanam, Dama Perik Shwiz Apricot, and he says, Shwiz Taflam Zayin the base, and there's over there the Matzal Bain discusses. The Kaifa Bimaman Shiesh Alav Adam, if someone denies money that has witness on it, chayev carbon. He's going to be liable for a carbon. Sheyeshalov shtar. But if let's say there's a document on it, then is exempt. Why? Because you're denying the lien of the properties. So the question which Tais is addressing is, which he's coming to answer, is now he's saying, no, the Eidim when there's witnesses, L'chosh of Kli for Shibika Kois. It's not considered a denial of a lien of properties. And he says, this is adding to the question, Avagav, this is another Birchen hold, Shibu de Dei Raisa. So wait a second, if Shibu is Dei Raisa, that So it's any type of a debt, and whether it's verified through a document or through just regular edim, so that should always be kfir shibit karkayis if you hold shibit daraisa. So why by edim would that not be considered kfir shibit karkayis? I'll tell you, zahayin mishum. The reason is kimin shevkiu chacham hashibud. You're right. It biblically would be like that, but rabbanon rabbinically they remove the lien b'milvapeh by or alone, which is the case when you have edim, not in the shtar. The reason why they do the mishum shei delakuchas, because it will be a loss for buyers. No one's going to know who bought. When there's a document, the word gets out. When it's not, no one's going to want to buy. So since they pardon, they remove the lien. So chashav kilu machal hashiv. It's like as if he pardoned him the lien. And again, if it's not kafir, it should be karkus. Now umayri, more of a taste says it must be talking about the islay mishabdi that he only has like collateral properties that are sold off, but less lebedei chayiv, and there's no available ones. Because the Isle bin Khari, then if he had available properties, then affiliation of Adam Pater, then even if there's only witnesses, he would be Pater because of the available ones. The whole thing we say that you can't collect from Karka, so there's not Kfir Shibika Koyas, is only on those which were sold off, not available ones. So you have to say it must be that he doesn't have available ones. And V'e Lesle Afil Mishabadim, and but that's the same. But even if he doesn't have even sold off properties, affiliate shlav shtar, that even if he has even the document, then yeah, then chayiv be chayiv, because again, the whole idea of shtar is only because of the shibik hakoyis. If it doesn't have any mishabah, then yes, then he would be chayiv, and that's why it doesn't contradict the opinion of Rabbi Yochanan. Shibud is derais. Next is matter begins the Gemara in the point of kfiras v'chulu. We don't swear on the denial of shibik hakoyis. Now, since it's from the garsi v'brayis, like the way we have it in our Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, that he's this man d'amar, so in lahakshas, don't ask really. Rabbi Kiva holds of this principle, or Rabbi Kiva darsh ribui meute. Rabbi Kiva in general darshans when you have a general, a specific, a general. He darshans it as a riba meyadu. As we find perikam d'shvut of d'alma beis, says the maskel rebbe, but they discuss the perikam gilminim in nazad of lamahayim and aleph. Now the problem is if that's Rabbi Kiva holds you darshan ribui meute. The one who does darshan the Torah like that, does not exclude properties from shvur, kim shtaris, only documents. Which that's the whole machlekes, it's called part of the klal. You exclude shtar, karka, and shtaris and abadim. But if you hold rebute, only excluding shtaris, but abadim and karkais would be included. So he say over here, Einish Boyin al Kriya Shibak Kakoyas, that he holds that you don't swear of the dial of Alina property when you're saying it's from Kiva. Kiva Dashan is from Mute. And if Dashan is from Mute, you actually do swear on Kriya Shibak Kakoyas. So it says to me something, what you have to say is Shishla Shum Miyut Lamai Kakoyas. You're right. That he wouldn't know it from the Gemara Baba Kamadav Kofi Zayin. He must have some other source to exclude Karaka from Mishavua. And truth is, v'chin tzoch lemel l'kamon pergashol, you really have to say this later on the Gemara of Kofa Mabez, it says the Maskel Rav Meir, but they discuss the Libra Meir. You have to say that such an idea according to Rav Meir. Because the Isle Nishboin Avodim B'lai Kokoyis, he holds that you swear for the denial of slaves, but not on Karka. Now the problem is, v'avakav d'va Avodim, Hukshal Kokoyis, l'kuliyamam, everyone holds that slaves are compared to Karka. The Mahay Taima, and that's the reason why Eben Nik the Mekesef, that a slave can be acquired with money, like Karka. The Gemara being parakam the kedushin of chol beis and mabeis. So how are you differentiating between eved and karka? Ella, rather, you must say Rav Meir darsh ribu miute. He really darshens ribu miute, which is only lohitzi shtavus, only excludes documents. So therefore, avodim and karka are included. So I understand why avodim are included. So why is he exclude karka? So must be v'yashle shom miut l'mar karka is that you have some exclusion to exclude karka from shvuah. Now, but then Taisav has to address the point. Now, in that exclusion, you don't exclude avodim also. Now, the problem is, what do you mean? I thought avodim are compared to karka or karka, whatever halacha karka has, what avodim has. Like it's obvious in the Gemara, but comment of some gimel and aleph, the man the dardish b'riba miut b'riba, that the one who expounds in riba mit riba, so shnei miute, he needs two miutim like karkois v'avodim for karka and avodim. So you see that even though Karka and Avadim are the same, but we see that's not true. We need a special miyut for Avadim. So that when it comes to a special miyut, that would only tell us necessarily the miyut And one of them wouldn't tell us in both of them. So we have a mitzvah karka that wouldn't tell us necessarily if I have other two. And that's the answer you have to give over here for Rabbi Kiva too. Now, the question is, and this is the machlekes on top of the sum, Shimon Lazar, and then Rabbi Kiva. So Tais is bothered. First of all, you don't have to be bothered that he's disagreeing with him, a Talmud or Rebbe. And more of a Huska Kaidim. He's also mentioned first, or mentioned Talmud first, it says the Kains of Tzilikam, we find similar from later on the Bazayim and Alev, Gabashnaim Adukim Mishtar, when two people are holding onto a document, the Polik Rebbe and Shem Lil Aviv. So we have no problem with that. Now, more of Yishvam, the Gersi Hacher Rebbe Yaakov. Some have the Gersi, not Rebbe Kiva, but Rebbe Yaakov, then of course it wouldn't be a question. He's not disagreeing with his Rebbe, and we're not quoting the Talmud first. And next test, the beginning of the Gemara, Kain Chayim. But a similar case of Kain Mekain, which is similar to Kemal Kakaris, you would be chayiv. So Gemara wants to prove, doesn't it say, obviously, that it's Halach and you still say Halach is chayiv? Which Tosfos says, really, how much Lishnoi, the Gemara could have answered, we could have said it's not true. It's not similar to the case of Karka, because Karka is not Halach. And if you don't tell me a case of Kemal Kemal, which is Halach, isn't Karka always Halach? No, the Gemara tells us shortly that if you dig pits, it's not the same thing as it is, and you can't just say Halach, it's not, you can't say, here's the thing that's yours. If you admit to part of the kalim, then you're going to be chayiv. Where even on the kakois. So it's time you're going to say, why is that? Why can't he be believed with a migra? The bayi, if he wants to, kafah bekalim, he could have denied the vessels that he's denying. But how you made the mikzas kakois? Then yeah, he wants to admit, but don't make me make a shavu because. I could have admitted on the part that's the karka, and then I wouldn't have had been chayiv in shvuah. But Shem says, no, that's not a good mikra because Shem chavetz v'karkois yaisa. Maybe he wants the karka more than the kem, and you can't say I would have admitted on that because he didn't want to admit to that mikra. That's not a mikra to exempt you.